Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Avais, Perik Dalet, Mishnei, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel, his son, meaning the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, he told us that a loimer almanas lelameid, someone who learns Torah in order to be able to teach it to others. Maspikin biyadei, this person is given the kayach, lumeid, taka to learn, because he needs the Yatta Shemaya to be able to learn. To have the yishuv hadas, the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind, the ability to understand, the courage to go on, even if you don't understand it, to keep trying, all these things. You have to keep trying till Hashem gives you the siyata the shemaya. So maspikin biyada, you want to learn to be able to teach others. They'll give you the kayach lilmai to learn olalamid and to teach others. So even though this person is commended for learning with the thought that he wants to be able to teach others, that's wonderful. But there's a little bit of a, what appears to be a taina on him. He doesn't look so much for opportunities to do gemilas chasadim, zayzok de batanura. Now you have to understand what this means. Of course, if someone knocks on his door, he runs to help him. Chas v'sham, he doesn't do anything wrong. But he doesn't go around looking for opportunities for gemilas chasadim. His main thing is Torah. So he gets siyata d'shmaya to be able to learn. But v'haloi med al menas lasais, someone who learns Torah in order to also do kindness for others, to do gemilas chasadim for others. He wants to be Isaac in Torah. He also wants to have opportunities to help others. He looks for how can I help a Yid. Maspikin biyada, so he gets the kayach within his hands, lilmai, to learn, olamid, and to teach, lishmar, to guard the Torah, vilasais, and to do kindness for others. The Gemara in Masechtas HaShoshana, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us that both Rabba and Abaye were children of Eli. Eli was the Kohen Gadol. And because he didn't give Musar to his sons in the Beis HaMikdash, and there may have been some level of Chil Hashem over there, he was punished. That all of his children will die young. Abaye and Rabba came from the children of Eli, but still, they lived much longer. Rabba, because he was totally devoted to Torah, and Abaye lived even longer because by him it was Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. The Rabbeinu Yaina explains that Haloimed Almanas Lasis doesn't refer necessarily to Gemilas Chasadim. Rather, it refers to someone who learns with all of his kaychais. He really thinks into every single word. He wants to understand exactly what should I do? What does the Torah exactly want me to do? He's the person that gets the special siyata d'shmaya, not only to learn and teach, but also to do the mitzvahs right. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Tzadik, I mean, Rabbi Tzadik says, Al tasem atara lehiz gadol behem. Don't make the words of Torah into a crown for your own glory. Don't say, I'll learn, I should be called a Rebbe. I want kavod, I want my picture in the paper. No. That's called making the words of Torah a crown for your own kavod. For that matter, v'loi kardaim, don't turn the Torah into a spade, lachbar behem, with which to dig. A spade? To dig? It means, don't turn it into like a job. Ah, it's a good way to make money, learning Torah. One person makes money taking a spade and dig, and the other person makes money teaching Torah. Wait a second, but doesn't a Rebbe, let's say you teach Torah, get schar? Well, officially, says the Batanur, he gets schar for watching the children. Make sure they don't hurt themselves. Or he gets schar to teach them the trap, where to stop the pasuk, begin. But the actual schar for learning Torah, for teaching Torah, that's supposed to be for free. The pasuk says, "Va'oisi tzivu Hashem ba'esehi," to teach you. Kasher tzivani Hashem elekai, like Hashem commanded me, just like Hashem teaches for free. Hashem didn't charge us for the Torah; we have to teach Torah for free also. That's how the Batanur explains it. But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Talmud Torah, Peri Gimel Mishnah Yud, he says, "Lamaisa." The minhag is we do pay people to teach Torah. So what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah means that even if you're getting paid to teach Torah, don't do it because it's a job. Should I be a dentist or should I teach Torah? No. Teach Torah out of love. But of course, you have to live, so we're going to pay you. But teaching Torah shouldn't be a job like any other job. So to Mishnah Vayter v'kachoye Hillelimer. And this is how Hill used to explain this. Hill said the same thing, but issued a staunch warning. Ude ishtamish betaga, someone who uses the crown of Torah for his own gain? Chalaf, he'll pass away. Chas v'shalom. Halemadata, from this you learn. Kolonehen, midivrei Torah. One who takes personal benefit from the words of Torah. Noitel Chayev Min Olam, he removes his life from this world. The Batanura explains that a Talmud Chacham doesn't use the Torah properly. He doesn't use his status as a Talmud Chacham in the right way. He wants to gain some personal benefit from it. That's not good. He can lose either his world on this world, or maybe even of Yenevelt Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Tarfon was walking near a field, and the owner of the field was on the lookout for a thief that used to roam his field at night, and he thought it was Rabbi Tarfon, so he grabbed Rabbi Tarfon, threw him into a sack, and was about to throw him into the water. Rabbi Tarfon said, "But I'm Tarfon." "Ay, ay, 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 I'm sorry, Rabbi, I'm sorry." Rabbi Tarfon felt very bad. He used the covet of his Torah to save himself. Of course, that's what he was supposed to do. He wasn't supposed to give away his life for it. But still, the Gemara says Rabbi Tarfon fasted a very, very long time, till his teeth mamish became black. Because on his Madrega, Tzadikim are much more machmer. He never wanted to use his status as a tzaddik for his own personal benefit. If you take the letters Taga, Tav, Gimel, Aleph, and switch it with the letters that come afterwards, after the Tav comes an Aleph, right? It goes back to the beginning. After the Gimel comes a Dalid. After the Aleph comes the Beis. So you have the letters Aleph, Beis, Dalid, which means Ava, to lose. So the Ishtamish Betaga, says the Chassam Sofer, Chalaf, it gets switched to Avad. In a similar vein, says the Chassam Sofer, it says, V'kayvei Hashem, those that hope to Hashem, yachlifu kayach. Hashem changes their kayach, they get new kayaches. When a person learns Torah, it can weaken his kayach, Torah metesh his kayach shel Adam. But Hashem sends him a tal shel techia, the dew of like techia semesim, to give him more kayach. So, take the word kayach. What comes after the Chaf? A lamed. What comes after the ches? A tes. That's tal. Tes lamed. So whenever you have the term chalaf, it means switch the letters. Switch the letters with the letters that come afterwards. Our Mishnah says, with the ishtamish betaga, if you use the crown of Torah for your own benefit, chalaf. You switch it to aleph veis dalet. He's lost. The kaivi Hashem, those that hope to Hashem, yachlifu kayach, Hashem switches their weak kayach for a strong kayach, there the kayach gets switched. The Chav Ches gets switched to the letters Tes Lamed, which means Tal Tchia, do of life.